Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to the West Coast Sports Podcast. I'm your host, Richard Frias Guzman, and I just want to welcome everybody on back over to the podcast. I know it has been quite some time since I've actually recorded a podcast, and just unfortunately had a couple things where I needed to go in and take care of. Had some financial things to go in and take care of, and if you guys don't know, I really don't make any kind of money off of this podcast. I really do it for fun. I love talking about sports. I love being able to go in and just spend some time to be able to talk to you guys. It makes it almost feel like I'm talking to a couple friends or something like that. Especially with myself now working from home, I really don't get much human interaction before. I would actually have coworkers or stuff like that, friends and stuff like that, that I would be able to, but really busy now and having a lot of different things that take up my time. Gotten really invested into even like sports betting as well. So if you guys want to talk even about that, we could definitely do so on the podcast or even outside of the podcast as well. So for any of you guys who have been looking out for the podcast, definitely want to thank you guys. Definitely appreciate every single one of you guys. And as well, for those of you who maybe are picking up the podcast for the first time, welcome. Definitely want to tell you guys thank you for checking it out, for stumbling upon it, however you did. And thank you to whoever it was that turned you on to the podcast or who put you on. So with that being said, guys, I do want to go and talk to you guys about all three teams that I talk about on the podcast. It's going to be the Raiders, the Lakers, and the Dodgers. Not necessarily in that order. I'm pretty much just going to give you guys an update on the Raiders as kind of what's going on with the offseason. If you guys haven't really followed the Raiders all that much, there's a lot of talks about them possibly moving up in the draft to potentially get a quarterback. We have a couple different new faces in the team. Gardner Minshew, new quarterback. Sounds like Jimmy G's already on his way out and with another team. Unfortunately, Josh Jacobs is one of my favorite players, is unfortunately not with the team anymore, now with the Green Bay Packers, and so on and so forth. So we'll talk all about that. Maybe we'll give you guys just quick updates on a couple other things. Talk to you guys about the Dodgers, talk to you guys about the Lakers as they're getting ready to gear up on, if I'm not mistaken, it's Saturday. But they're getting ready to gear up with the Nuggets for that 7-game series. Hopefully it doesn't have to go all the way down to 7 games. I'll talk to you guys a little bit about why I think the Lakers have a really good shot at some revenge this season. But we'll talk about that on that segment. And then as well to talk to you guys, of course, about the Dodgers being one of my favorite teams, of course. A team that holds very, very near and dear to my heart, as most of you guys probably know. We're going to be talking all about the Dodgers, just kind of give you guys an update why I can tell you guys not to go ahead and worry too much about what's going on. If you guys are worried about the rough start that's going on, you know, we just lost a series, losing 2 games out of the 3 to the Nationals. And I'll tell you guys a little bit about why not to worry and why it's all going to be okay at the end and why it's a long season, okay? So with that being said, guys, I know I was saying maybe not particularly in that order, but with the Raiders being the team that's in the offseason, I really wanted to just kind of get them out of the way, give you guys a quick update, and then we'll talk more and more about them as it gets closer to the draft and so on and so forth. How's that sound? So, guys, with that being said, with the Raiders, as I was mentioning, they have a couple different new faces, a couple people that ended up leaving, unfortunately. My favorite signing, Christian Wilkinson. If you guys did not hear about this guy, or you guys don't know about this guy, he's an animal. He's an interior defensive lineman, so he's a defensive tackle. This guy has a motor just like Max Crosby. So I know you guys already know that name, right? If you guys already know that name, Max Crosby, you guys are going to love this guy, Christian Wilkinson, because they are cut from the same cloth kind of deal. You know what I mean? They're two peas in a pod, so to say, you know? They're two guys that have a very high motor. They're going to go ahead and disrupt the offensive line as much as they can. They're going to cause all kinds of pressure on that QB. And I really think that this is going to be one of our main focuses on the defense, as it probably has been already for a while. But just unfortunately, things really haven't panned out with the people that we've had in those places or in those spots. Now, with Christian Wilkinson, this guy is a guy who has his head on straight. This dude jokes around all the time on the football field and everything. So if you don't see him joking around, then that's when you probably know that something's wrong. But with this guy being partnered up with Max Crosby, it's going to be definitely interesting. And then you also have Malcolm Kuntz on the other side over there, who is an animal as well. He's year after year, he's shown improvements. Last season, I think, really was a year that he kind of not necessarily broke out, but he got the attention of a few people. Now I'm thinking this year coming up, he's really going to work hard. He's going to have some additional help with having Christian Wilkinson there. I'm telling you guys, this defensive line is going to be incredible. I have a feeling that we can definitely go in and set some records, or at least just get the league scared. You know what I mean? Scared the crap out of the league from this defensive line. So now, the other couple things here, I've heard that the Raiders are going to be going and getting some new linebackers. I really like the linebackers that we currently already have, you know, having Divine Diablo, of course, with, Robert Spillane, excuse me. And if we would maybe pick up just one other guy there, one other solid linebacker. There was a couple times that the Raiders are talking about maybe being able to go in and get Patrick Queen, from the Ravens, but it seems like he ended up going over to the Steelers, if I'm not mistaken. So there's a couple different, maybe there's some other players out there. Maybe we can go in and get them in the draft or something this year. Who knows? I'm not too sure how deep the linebacker core is for the draft or whatever it is. I do know that there is a huge following or a huge market for the wide receivers out there in the draft. I heard that there's all kinds of course, with Marvin Harrison Jr. being the main one. I'm really not thinking that the Raiders are going to be going that route. As I kind of mentioned it in the intro, I'm really thinking that they're going to be going after a quarterback in this draft. It sounds like they're trying to see what they can do in order to move up. It sounds like there's a couple teams that are not going to be looking for a quarterback in the early drafts or the early picks. So there's a possibility that the Raiders can find a trade partner there, but we'll have to go in and see. Of course, I'm pretty sure it's not going to happen probably until the date of the draft. Of course, usually never any kind of trades or anything like that happen before the draft or anything like that. So we'll have to go in and keep a close eye. I know I'll definitely be keeping an eye on the draft to go in and see what's happening with the Raiders, and I'll definitely be making a podcast about that. Now, as far as which quarterbacks they've been looking at, there's a couple of different ones. I know there's Daniels, I think, out in LSU. And I'm so sorry, guys. I really don't follow college football all too much. And then I know there's a guy named like Bo Nix or something like that. And then there's McCarthy. There's all. I don't even think that there's a chance that we go up to going to get Caleb Williams. I'm pretty sure he's going to the Bears no matter what at number one. And I'm pretty sure that they're not going to go in and trade back unless some team offers them something ridiculous. But we'll have to go in and see what happens with all that. Also a couple other things, as I mentioned in the intro there, one of my favorite players on the Raiders, or formerly on the Raiders, Josh Jacobs. As you guys have seen, if you guys follow me on my Instagram, either my personal one or the podcast one, you guys have probably seen the pictures that of myself and Josh Jacobs. That I ended up taking a picture, had a small interview with him for, it was like a charity softball event that the Raiders and the Golden Knights put on every single year out here. So definitely sad to go in and see a guy like that. First of all, really great guy, really humble. He has to look out for his best interests at the end of the day, and you can't blame a guy for doing that, for wanting to take care of himself and his family and everything, especially knowing his background, having that he had been homeless in the past and this and that. So you definitely understand where this guy is coming from, and he went out to a really great team. He's replaced a really great player. The Packers absolutely love Aaron Jones out there. I know he's going to be a tough guy to go and replace. And it sounds like, I think Aaron Jones actually went to one of their rivals. So he's probably going to be able to play them a couple of times and show them that they made maybe a bad mistake. But I really think that the Packers did a really good job. Running backs, you got to get them while they're good. And Josh Jacobs is definitely good. He's one of those running backs who, as long as you give him the right kind of volume, as long as you give him blocking, he's going to be great for you. He's going to do a great job for you. So we'll definitely go ahead and see what, happens with all that. There's maybe a couple other moves or something like that the Raiders that they can do. But I really think that at this point, everything's going to come down to the draft, which if I'm not mistaken, I think is in a couple weeks or so. But I'll definitely talk more and more about that as it gets closer. So with that being said, I do want to close that on the Raiders, and I definitely wanted to go and talk about the Dodgers, as they are just right in the middle of their Well, not in the middle, excuse me, but they're actually just in the middle of getting started. So they're actually just getting started in their season. It's still the first month. Still technically the first month. There was a couple games in March, but pretty much April is the very first month of baseball where all the teams are active and all the teams are playing and so on and so forth. And to tell you guys the truth, the Dodgers have not started off all that hot. And that's me being a diehard Dodgers fan. If you guys know me, you guys know that I'm a Dodgers fan. You guys know that I love the Dodgers. I have, if you guys are friends or family, you guys know why I love the Dodgers and everything. If you guys are curious, you guys can definitely go in and listen to a couple other ones. But it's family ties. It's blood. It's, you know, I have a cousin who was the biggest Dodger fan of all time and everything. And he took me to opening day one time, and I was hooked from there. You know. So again, Moy, my cousin Moy, may you rest in peace, and thank you again for showing me, and for, you know, I'm pretty sure our entire family is Dodger fans because of you and because of the love of the Dodgers and everything that they have. But anyways, to move on forward, that is the biggest reason why I'm such a diehard Dodgers fan. So for those of you guys who are diehard Dodger fans like myself, you guys are probably a little bit discouraged maybe about this opening to the season, if you would, but I can put you guys at ease. I can tell you guys that I've done my research, I've done a little bit of digging, and it all comes down to just we're still a little hurt. There's still a lot of players, a lot of pitchers, mainly pitchers that are hurt still. You have Gavin Lux, who unfortunately he's coming back from an injury that took him quite some time in order to go and bounce back from. Now that he's kind of playing better, now that he's back and everything, I mean, it's going to take him some time to get back into form and back into the player that he once was. Now, that's all good and dandy and everything now. But when you have some players like a Shohei Ohtani, like a Mookie Betts, like a Freddie Freeman, like a Max Muncy, Teoscar Hernandez, you're expecting his team to be able to put some runs. And there's been a couple times where the opposition has had some really great pitching on there, really great defense, and you know, unfortunately the Dodgers have had a couple times where they've been lackluster on the bats and everything, especially yesterday. They pretty much laid a goose egg, if I'm not mistaken, right? It was 2-0. So I mean, after a while I kind of stopped watching the game, but I mean, it just kind of got me a little bit upset at the fact that, you know, we spent all this money, and I know probably you guys are thinking the same thing. We spent all this money and these guys can't even get a single run together and blah, 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 right? And you'd be right. But I can tell you guys, it's April. This goes all the way down to September. And down in September, I mean, by that time, who knows where we're going to be at. I'm pretty sure we're going to be towards the top like we are in almost all these other years. My main thing is I want to see how the team is performing at that time. How healthy are we? Because we have brought up a couple of younger guys, you know, from the minor leagues, and they've actually done pretty okay. But you definitely don't want to depend on that. You know, we kind of saw what that looked like last season, you know, having Bobby Miller as one of the guys that we actually had, I think, was a second starter or the second starter in the playoffs, you know. So when you have something like that going on, when you have really young guys who have not been there, done that, starting so early in the rotation, I mean, I can understand if Bobby Miller was maybe at the end of the rotation or something like that, then I can definitely understand that, right? Now, it's the beginning of the season, and of course, if we're still dealing with some injuries, you still have Dustin May, Tony Gonsolin, who are still hurt. You still have Walker Buehler, who's still recovering back, and it seems like he's getting closer and closer and closer. People are saying that they were trying their best for him to maybe start or maybe even come out of the bullpen in his bobblehead night. That's going to be on Saturday, the 20th. But it seems like maybe that might not be the case. But we'll definitely have to keep a close eye on that. It sounds like he's within weeks at the most. Hopefully it's just 1 week or something like that, but we'll definitely have to keep a close eye to go in and see when his return is, as that's one of the returns that I'm most anticipated on. Of course, we have El Capitan, Mr. Kershaw. I was actually just telling my wife the other day that, you know, it's crazy to think about that. I've literally watched this man's career, his entire career. I've watched him since he first threw that first pitch when he was wearing number 54. That's right, he wasn't always number 22. But I've watched his entire career, and it's crazy to think about that. You know, I'll be able to go in, and I'm hoping that I'll be able to watch him finish his career as a Dodger as well. At least I hope that that's the case, because that was a really big scare that at the end of this offseason that he might go with the Rangers or something like that. But definitely glad to go in and see that he's still a Dodger, of course, and definitely glad to hear that he's getting closer and closer to returning as well. You know, at this point, it's really just the waiting game to go in and see when these guys come back. You just hope that the offense and the bats really provide enough of a lead or enough help in order to give the pitchers that we have, because we are going to be starting some younger pitchers, some guys that really are not used to being in this spots, you know. But we'll definitely have to go in and see what happens. I mean, it's just a waiting game, really, guys. And I know it kind of sucks, because it's you want to see that this team, who you know is capable of really doing great things, but I think it's really just a thing of, you know, the bats getting hot at the right time and everything. And it's a long season, it's gonna take some time, but I definitely can guarantee that there's gonna be a point where we're looking at this team and like, there they are, that's the team that I saw. You're gonna see the team, you know, winning games by 5-6 runs plus. And it's going to be like an everyday thing, like it's nothing. But I hope I'm not jinxing myself or anything like that. I'm actually going to, you know, knock on some wood right now to go to make sure that I'm not jinxing myself on that right now. But with that being said, though, guys, I'll definitely keep you guys posted as the season goes on. There's a couple players who are definitely off to hot starts. Mookie Betts has been absolutely on fire. The dude had a 6-8 game just before this unfortunate loss to the Nationals from yesterday. So we're definitely hoping that they can turn things around, and that, of course, Mookie's going to be a big part of that. You definitely hope that, you know, some of the other bats, like with Freddie, come around, the Shohei, kind of turns around and everything, you know. But it is just going to be part of the waiting game. Speaking of the waiting game, guys, I am absolutely waiting for the Lakers and the Nuggets to get started. Now, if you guys have not been keeping up with the Lakers, maybe you guys are just waiting for the playoffs to go to start, and I'll tell you guys what. You guys should definitely pay attention to the play-in tournament games, because I ended up watching a glimpse of yesterday's game with Miami and the 76ers, and man, that was a really good game. For a little while, it looked like Miami was really just going to go on and run away with it, because they had a 10-plus point lead going into the half, and they were looking really good, you know. But then second half comes around, of course, and, you know, Philly's not going to go down without a swing and without, you know, without a punch and this and that, you know. So they ended up doing a really good job coming back, and they ended up winning at the end. You know, they ended up winning it by one. It was a really close game. I was actually a little bit bummed out, because I was on the money line. Miami was like getting plus like 180 or something, 185 or something like that. So I was a little bit bummed out on it, but it was a really good game at the end of the day. The second game, Chicago really just showed up and just kind of showed that the Hawks were not even close to them, you know, that they were not even the same class as them, you know, so to say. But let me talk to you guys about the game that I really, really want to talk to you guys about. Sounded like the Spice Girls there. I'll tell you what I want. No, I'm just kidding. but sorry, guys. I'm really having a good time. Really, really enjoying being able to go and talk to you guys again and doing this podcast again, right? So I know at the intro, I kind of talked to you guys about why I think that the Lakers are going to have a possibility of being able to win and being able to beat the Nuggets. And I'll let you guys know right now, I don't think that the Nuggets are the same Nuggets as last year. They're better in some spots. Don't get me wrong, but they are looking like they're hurt, like maybe they're a little sluggish, and it's just maybe the championship season and this season combined that are just kind of, you know, jumbling up on them, that are just kind of, you know, I don't know, it's taking effect on them, you know. It's getting them worn out. It's you know, it's getting them tired, you know. And it happens all the time, you know. It's one of the reasons why it's so hard to go back to back. Why it's so hard to three-peat Again, why only a few teams in the entire in sports in general have been able to do it? So when you see that, I know I maybe sound crazy because you guys are probably thinking, well, the Nuggets ended up being the Lakers and swept them all throughout the regular season and whipped the crap out of them last season as well, you know? And I get it and everything, but this Laker team is definitely not the same one as last season. And this Laker team is definitely not the same one that we've had all regular season. You know, even to this point, we've actually had a little bit of changes. You know, Gabe Vincent has been actually introduced into the rotation, and he's looking like he's really good. Spencer Dinwiddie was recently added, you know, before all this, and he's finally starting to find a good spot, you know, with the team and where he fits in. Jackson Hayes is a whole new addition to the team as well, and that's a piece that really hadn't been around before. Maybe that's a player that can actually go ahead and provide a little bit of physicality to Jokic or something like that and be able to disrupt him a little bit. I would really look at this series as a possibility to be able to maybe play both of them. You know, they hold, as long as the spacing is not all crazy or anything like that, which is my only worry, because of course AD is not a lights out 3-point shooter, you know, so he's not going to provide a whole lot of spacing. And of course Jackson Hayes is not a lights out 3-point shooter as well. So I'm just, as long as the spacing doesn't get all jumbled up and it doesn't, you know, as long as it's not affecting like driving lanes for the rest of the team, then I think we should be fine. But overall, I think it's really going to come down to, you know, just are we going to be able to contain Murray, which hopefully Murray is not looking like the type of Murray, like the Jamal Murray from last season, where this dude was making all kinds of incredible shots and was, you know, looking like a guy who was unstoppable. But we'll definitely have to go in and see as it is. You know, my main thing as well, or one of the things that I'm hoping on, is last season it was the Western Conference Finals. These guys were all pumped up because they had been playing really well throughout the playoffs and everything. You know, these guys were all informed, these guys were locked in, and so on and so forth. I'm hoping that we can maybe catch them slipping on this one, you know, or maybe, you know, they're like, oh, we're catching the Lakers, we kicked their ass last year and this and that, blah, 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 you know, and they'll maybe come in a little laxy-daisy, or maybe they're not going to come in as locked in and as ready and focused as last season. You know, maybe we can catch them sleeping, you know. I'm really thinking that, you know, we have a lot of players that are from the same team, you know, Reeves, you have Austin Reeves, you have D'Lo, you have, of course, Bron and AD. Unfortunately, Vanderbilt is hurt, but he was on the team last year as well. You have Rui, who was on the team last year. So you have a few players who, at least for the majority, the core players that were on the team last year. Then don't forget Gabe Vincent. He was on the Miami Heat last year. They played against the Nuggets in the finals. So he has a little bit of an animosity as well towards them. You know, he has a little bit of a revenge factor as well going on this. So you have a lot of players who really remember last season and maybe want to go in and get some revenge. But I know everything just sounds like a, you know, what if, you know, a big fantasy, big fairy tale. But hey, isn't that what it's going to take sometimes? I don't know. Maybe I'm a little crazy. Maybe that is the case. But if you guys haven't been keeping up with the Lakers, definitely tune in. You know, this is going to be an incredible series. I'm really thinking that it's gonna come down to just a few things. I already told you guys about if we can contain Jamal Murray, that's going to be one thing. The other thing would be what kind of a matchup, or how well is AD going to be able to play with Jokic? I honestly think that if it's not going to be a thing where we're throwing physicality at him, like size at Jokic to you know, muck up things to kind of, you know, throw him off his game, then it needs to be AD kind of matching his minutes. Otherwise, I feel like any time that Jokic is out there and AD is not, well, they're going to dominate and they're going to be able to go on some runs. You know, if you have AD out there, he has the potential to be able to use his defensive skills to stop any sort of run that the Nuggets want to get on. and keep it close, because that's when it really, really gets away. Anytime that the Nuggets really get it going and they get a 8-0 run, a 10-0 run, or whatever the case is, you know, they sustain those things, because they are a good defensive team as well. They have the players to be able to go in and just lock in defensively and then just get easy buckets on the offensive end by, you know, playing hard defense, you know. So, and they do have quite a bit. I mean, I don't know. They seem a little bit deeper this year. They seem to have more players to be able to put into the rotation. But who knows if that really is going to be the case now that it's getting closer to the playoffs. Last season, I think it was only 7 or 8 players. Very rarely that they played 8 players, but it was more like 7 players that they only played. I'm wondering what kind of approach Mike Malone is going to be doing on that, and seeing if this team is actually going to be able to sustain all of that, because that's a whole lot of minutes, that's a whole lot of time that you're putting on these players. And they've been really, really fortunate that besides Jamal Murray really having, I think, maybe 1 or 2 injuries, and there was really like small amount of time that he was out. I know KCP was out for a little bit of time, and I want to say maybe a couple other players, maybe just a few games here and there, but nothing too serious. So they've been really fortunate about that. But, and not to go and say that I want to wish an injury upon any kind of player or anything like that. Of course not. But it would, you know, I don't know. My main thing is, after a while, players tend to break down. Players tend to get a little bit more sluggish, you know, the more and more that they play. And again, it's just the reason why repeating or going back to back is so difficult. But we'll have to go in and see. Again, this is a team that with the Lakers that have been there, done that. They have, my main thing as well that I want to keep a close eye on is, how is D'Lo going to be performing? But I really think that was the reason why we brought in Gabe Vincent, is that if for whatever reason, I mean, of course, Gabe is not going to be able to maybe produce the same amount of offense as D'Lo does, but he can definitely provide something on the defensive side that D'Lo cannot, you know. But we'll have to go in and see exactly how all this happens or how this all shakes out. It's in my opinion, it's definitely going to be the biggest series that we have coming up. It's but again, I do see a way that the Lakers can actually win this series. But let me know what you guys think. Hope you guys enjoyed this podcast here today, guys. I really did. I really enjoyed being able to go ahead and record again. It's something that I missed in my everyday life. I'll be recording again tomorrow to go and give you guys an update on a couple other things, as there's plenty to go and talk about when it comes down to sports. I'll even talk a little bit about betting here and there if you guys are interested in it. Let me know if you guys want to talk about that on the podcast. If you guys want to reach out to me on Instagram, you can find me. It's going to be westcoastpod702. Or you can hit me up on my Gmail account. It's going to be westcoastsportspodcast@gmail.com. Until next time, guys, I hope you guys have a great Thursday, and I'll see you guys then. Peace.